Hi, it's Alex here. An all-new episode of Jeopardy is coming up right now.
This is the Jeopardy Teacher's Corner. For the deciding game, here are the three fighters. An 8th through 12th grade band and choir teacher from Benton, Virginia, Will Satterwhite, whose cash winnings yesterday totaled $6,000. A middle school humanities teacher from New York, New York, Neggy Quaid, whose cash winnings totaled $7,600. And a 7th through 12th grade vocal music teacher from St. Clair Shores, Michigan, Ben Henry, who won $7,500 yesterday. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the deciding game in this year's Teachers Tournament. As you just heard Johnny say, the dollar figures in front of each of the contestants is the amount of money they earned on yesterday's program. We'll get rid of those figures right now. Good luck. Here we go. Categories, please. Just desserts. Next, literary hodgepodge. Political conventions. Control Alt Del. ALT or DE. EL coming up in each correct response. Some quarter given. And then we'll deal with other sports. Ben, start.
Other sports for 600.
Armand Duplantis broke the world record in this sport on two consecutive Saturdays in 2020. The second time clearing 20 feet 3 inches. Will.
What's the long jump?
Nope. Maggie.
What is pole vaulting?
That's it.
Just desserts, 200.
This cake was named for being made with 16 ounces each of flour, butter, sugar, and eggs. Will.
What is pound cake?
Yeah.
Just desserts, 400.
A Vienna library has a recipe from 1696 for this flaky pastry. And yeah, the filling is apple. Maggie.
What is strudel?
Yeah.
Just desserts, 6.
Different from the New York style, the Japanese variety of this dessert is known for extreme fluffiness. Will.
What is cheesecake?
You're on the plus side.
Control Alt Del for 2.
Two-word Latin term meaning a second self. Will.
What is alter ego?
Good.
Control for 400.
This ever-circling ballroom dance is in triple time. Maggie.
What is a waltz?
Yes.
Just desserts, 8.
Literally lightning in French, this long, thin, chocolate-covered pastry really gives me a charge. Ben?
What is an eclair?
Eclair, yeah.
Control-Alt-Delete for 600.
An unalterable mark that can never be erased can also be described as this. Ben?
What is indelible?
That's the word.
Control-Alt-Delete 800.
The Bonneville V's smooth out nicely over 40 square miles. Will?
What are salt flats?
Yes.
Control for 1,000.
California is known for this dry red wine from a black-skinned grape. Maggie.
What is Zinfandel?
Yep.
Just desserts, 1,000.
This four-letter caramel custard dessert associated with Spanish recipes dates back to Roman times. Ben.
What is flan?
Flan, right.
Literary hodgepodge, 600.
In the Jungle Book, he's the sleepy brown bear who teaches the wolf cubs the law of the jungle. Maggie.
Who is Baloo?
Baloo. Good.
Literary hodgepodge, 8.
Best known for his leather stocking tales, he also wrote The Pilot, one of America's first novels about the sea. Ben.
Who is Cooper?
James Fenimore Cooper. Right.
Hodgepodge for 1,000.
Mary Ann Evans published her novels, including Adam Bede, under this pen name. Maggie.
Who is Eliot?
George Eliot. Correct.
A hodgepodge, 400.
Previously bought at a pawn shop, Cormac McCarthy's light blue Olivetti, one of these, sold at auction in 2009 for over $250,000. Maggie.
What is a typewriter?
Yes, indeed. And that takes you to 4,400. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll find out what the contestants want to talk about. Welcome back. If you're regular fans of the program and our tournaments, you know that on the second day of the finals, allow the contestants to express themselves without me questioning them at all. So, Will, off you go.
I grew up in a household with a teacher. My dad was a teacher and still is an administrator. And all of the people who have shaped my life for the better have been teachers. So it's really an honor to be here and be part of this tournament. Thank you all.
We are happy to accommodate you guys. Maggie, over to you now.
I grew up in a household also with a teacher. My mom is an incredible educator, and she was then a principal. And we are very clear at Beit Rabban in our conversations that public education is a right, private education is a privilege. And we feel incredibly blessed to have the privilege of working with our kids in this environment, but it's so important to support your local public schools.
Okay, good for you. Dan, over to you now.
I'm not sure how to follow that. I want to thank all the other contestants and obviously my family and everything for all they've done to support me. I think it's kind of telling that the three finalists are all musicians.
Isn't that interesting?
Speaking of arts in the schools, I think they play a vital role to the way students develop as people. Where a lot of our core areas feed the brain, I feel very strongly that the arts feed the soul.
And unfortunately, one of the things we're discovering in recent years is that music is being pulled out of the school curriculum because of budget restraints, and that's unfortunate. Hopefully that'll change. Let's get back into this. Maggie, you're in command of the board.
Go.
Literary hodgepodge for 200.
It's the only play that Shakespeare set in Scotland. Maggie.
What is Macbeth?
Macbeth, yes.
Political conventions for 200.
The 1840 Democratic Gathering was the first time this eight-letter statement of principles was adopted at a convention. Maggie.
What is a platform?
You got it.
Conventions, 400.
At the 1980 convention, Reagan wanted as his running mate this recent former president, who declined. Ben.
It was Ford.
Gerald Ford, yeah.
Conventions for 600.
At the 1924 Democratic Convention, a proposal to condemn this three-word racist organization by name lost by one vote after a bitter debate. Ben.
What is the Ku Klux Klan?
Yes.
Political Conventions 8.
In 1880, this former president lost a chance for a third term when Garfield topped the 36th ballot at the GOP convention. Will.
Who's Cleveland?
No. Ben.
Who is Grant?
Yes, Ulysses Grant.
Conventions for 1,000.
1864 saw the only convention of the National Union Party, a new name for the GOP to attract the faction called These Democrats. They wanted to attract the War Democrats. Back to you, Ben.
Other sports for 800.
In Basque and Spanish regions, Pelota Vasca is another name for this fast-moving game. Maggie.
Oh, what is Hi-Li?
Hi-Li, yes.
Some quarter given, 200.
Georgia's 25-cent piece offers wisdom, justice, moderation, and oh yeah, this fruit, naturally. Maggie?
What is a peach?
Yeah.
Quarter, 400.
Massachusetts has had this type of soldier at the ready on its two bits since its release on January 3rd, 2000. Will?
What's a Minuteman?
Good.
Some quarter given, 600.
Washington is shown crossing the Delaware on the quarter of this state, Georgia's destination. Maggie.
What is New Jersey?
Yeah.
Quarter, 800.
Less than a minute now, and you've just found a daily double. Ooh, indeed. You're in the lead.
3,000.
Okay. This motto that offers two very different options adorns New Hampshire's quarter.
What is live free or die?
You got it. You said it with conviction, too. Go again.
They mean it. Quarter, 1,000.
South Carolina's coin features this tree that gives the state its nickname, as well as that nickname itself written out. Will.
What's the palmetto?
Good.
Other sports, 1,000.
Shooting, swimming, and tossing a grenade-like projectile are included in the military version of this five-event sport. Maggie.
What is pentathlon?
Good.
Sports, 400.
I hereby challenge Pat Sajak to this sport, where we'll attempt to stay on a spinning piece of floating wood. Ben?
What is log rolling?
Log rolling, right. And I'll beat him at it, too. I'm very lightheaded. All right, we're going to take another break. Come back and start Double Jeopardy. Stay with us. Maggie's in the lead and Will's in third place, and that means Will goes first in Double Jeopardy. Here are the categories. Not just desserts, just deserts. Mm-hmm. Publishers, actors and actresses, a physics glossary, a category all about art, and finally, words coined in the 1920s. We're going far back for that. Where do we start, Will?
All about art, 400.
Rembrandt painted many biblical scenes, including the blinding of this strong man. Will?
It was Samson?
Yeah.
All about art, 8.
This impressionist series paintings done under different light and weather conditions included haystacks and the Houses of Parliament. Ben?
Who is Monet?
Monet, yeah.
Don't like that. Actors and actresses, 400.
The divorcing spouses in Marriage Story were played by Adam Driver and her. Will?
It was Johansson?
Scarlett Johansson,
actors,
correct.
Actors, 8.
Josh O'Connor played budding writer Lawrence Durrell on The Durrells in Corfu. On season 3 of The Crown, he's this royal son. Will?
It was Prince Charles.
Yes.
Actors, 12.
She based her stage name on the word awkward, which she says describes her. Will?
It was Awkwafina.
Yeah.
Actors, 16.
If you really want to call this young actor by his name, pronounce it the French way, Timothée. Will?
It was Chalamet.
Yes.
Actors, 2.
Not many actors do cranky as well as this man, who plays Norman on the Kominsky Method. Ben.
Who is Arkin?
Alan Arkin is the one.
Physics glossary, 400.
A nucleon is either of these two basic constituents of an atomic nucleus. Ben?
What's a proton or a neutron?
Yep.
Physics for 800.
This colorful-sounding type of radiation has wavelengths between the visible part of the spectrum and X-rays. Ben?
What is ultraviolet?
Yes.
Physics for 12.
The linear type of this device increases the speed of particles as they move toward a target at the end of a tunnel. Ben?
What's an accelerator?
Yep.
Physics for 16.
Every second, our sun creates energy by the nuclear fusion of 600 million tons of this element into helium. Ben?
What is hydrogen?
Yep.
Physics for 2000.
A baryon is a particle made of three of these, which come in flavors, including charm and strange. Maggie.
What are quarks?
Yeah.
Publishers, 400.
Children's book publisher Puffin is an offshoot of this other birdie publisher. Will.
What is Penguin?
Yeah.
Publishers, 8.
Answer. Barely double.
3,400.
Okay. The name of this publisher, known for its book fairs, is a word meaning related to education.
What is Scholastic?
Yes. Piece of cake for a teacher.
Yeah. Publishers for 1,200.
The name of audiobook publisher Tantor comes from an elephant in the series about this ape man. Ben.
Who is Tarzan?
Yes.
Publishers for 1,600.
In 1990, William Collins and Sons was bought by News Corporation, which schmooshed this other publishing name in front. Maggie.
What is Hearst?
No. Will.
What is Harper?
Harper, that's it.
Publishers 2000.
Random House's Lenny Books imprint is run by this creator of the TV show, Girls. Maggie.
With Lena Dunham.
Yep.
Just Desserts, 4.
Home to Burning Man, Black Rock Desert is in the northwest part of this state. Maggie.
What is Arizona?
Nope. Correct response, what is Nevada? Mm. Back to you, Maggie.
Just deserts, 800.
The Taklamakan Desert spans over 100,000 square miles of the Uyghur Autonomous Region in this country. Ben.
What is China?
Correct.
Deserts for 12?
P is for this desert that takes up large parts of Argentina and Chile. Maggie.
What are the Pampas?
No. Will or Ben? What is the Patagonian desert? Ben.
Deserts for 16.
Named for a founding father of Israel, Ben-Gurion University of this desert area is a leading research university. Will.
What's the Negev?
That's it.
All about art, 12.
Sinners are headed down, down, down in a detail from this part of the Sistine Chapel with a final sounding name. And the final sounding name is the last
judgment.
Will, Just Deserts, 2000.
Locals call the bleak skeleton coast where the Atlantic meets this desert the land God made in anger.
Will, what's the Sahara?
No.
Oh.
Ben.
What is the Namib?
Namib Desert, right.
Words coined, 1200.
On the rise and entering English in the 1920s was this political movement led by Mussolini. Maggie.
What is fascism?
Yeah.
Words, 1600.
The eight-letter name of this female sex hormone was coined in 1927. Ben.
What is estrogen?
Good.
Words, 800.
We got this word from a 1920 play by Carol Čapek about mechanical men and women. Maggie.
What is android?
No. Ben.
What is robot?
Robot it is.
Words 2000.
Answer. Daily Double.
Boo! 2500.
Okay, with less than a minute to go. Right on cue, this designation for a standard keyboard, first developed for the typewriter, came into use in 1929.
What is QWERTY?
QWERTY is right. Go again. Three clues left.
Words coined, 400.
A trademark name for tissue, it began making the rounds in the 1920s as a cold cream remover. Ben.
It was Kleenex?
Yep.
Art, 1600.
This artist is seen here in New Mexico, holding one of her own canvases. Maggie.
With O'Keefe.
Georgia O'Keefe is right. And with that, impressive scores once again, but Ben with the lead as the three players get set for Final Jeopardy. Before we ask you to make your wagers, we are going to show you the scores you accumulated in the first round yesterday. Now you get to deal with this subject in today's final. 18th century novels. Think about it. Make the wagers. Back in a moment. Final Jeopardy category to decide the teacher's tournament is 18th century novels. Here's your clue, players. The title character of this 1726 novel reaches four different lands as a result of a shipwreck, a storm at sea, pirates, and a mutiny. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Come to you first. Let's take a look at your response for the final. You're not looking happy. You are unable to come up with the correct response. It'll cost you everything. You risked $11,200. In yesterday's program, you accumulated $6,000, so that's your two-day total score, $6,000. Over to Maggie now. She came up with Gulliver's Travels, Thanks Mom and Dad. Plus on both of those. And you will add how much today? $8,200. That bumps you up to $21,400. Yesterday, you had $7,600. That gives you a two-day total and the lead at the moment. Over to Ben Henry. Came up with Gulliver's Travels. What did he risk? $5,001. That takes him to $26,501. A little shy of the lead, but yesterday he accumulated $7,500, and that means he's the winner with 34,000 runs, which gets bumped up to $100,000. What a match. Well done. Well done. Congratulations. Maggie, you get $50,000. Will, $25,000. And we're back to our regular games on Monday. I hope you enjoyed this tournament. It was a great one, believe me. So long, everybody.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by
Masterclass. Learn from the world's best minds at masterclass.com.